Okay, let me pray. Holy Spirit, we're so thankful that you are here with us today. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you come and guide this time in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're not going to be too long today because we're under strict instructions not to be too long. But I'm going to share a slightly different message to what I shared at 8:45. And it was just sensing that the Holy Spirit just wanted to remind us as a church of some of who we are, of what our identity is, of what we've been called to be, who we've been called to be. And this scripture is about that nothing is impossible with God. And if you don't know this, if you've been coming to St. Mary's for at least, I've been here 4 or 5 months, and if you don't know this bit of scripture, you couldn't have looked at any literature around this place. I think there's even a doormat with it on. Well, I think that might have gone now, but it's everywhere written in this place. There's a banner over there. Nothing is impossible with God. Your notice sheet that you take home every week will say, nothing is impossible with God. And this statement is in our architecture here as a church. If we look at our stained glass window at the back, it's a picture of Mary. It's this moment that in the very fabric of our building where we worship is this statement, this mandate for us that nothing is impossible with God. It's in our very DNA as St. Mary's. And I truly believe that we're in a season where God is saying, St. Mary's, remember who you are. Remember who you've been called to be. That you've been called to be people of the impossible. And I truly believe that God in this time, and it's a word I've been sensing God's been saying to the whole church of this nation, is get ready. Get ready. It's just such a picture of Father God just peering and looking at the earth, and he's literally holding all these blessings and all these goodness. And it's not because he doesn't want us to have them. It's not that. But he's watching and he's waiting, and he's waiting for his bride in this nation to get ready, because he is going to pour out in such measure that we need to remember who we are and we need to remember what we do with it. So nothing is impossible with God. That's who we are. St. Mary's is who we've called to be. It's what every Christian has been called to live for. Are you ready? Do you want that? I had a picture this week when I was praying about today. And so it's just God, I'm sensing a picture that God's given to me. And it was we're at the top of the hill, and it's in one of them old rickety, what's it called, like trolley things. You know, like, I think my mum would kill me for saying this, but, you know, what she'd carry her toys in as a child, one of those things. And there's some people sitting in it. And they're kind of excited, but then when it comes to the tipping point, they all jump off. And I just sense that we as a church are at this tipping point. But some of us maybe want to jump off. Some of us are maybe thinking, can't we just do church? Can't we just go about life and do all the things that like my mum as a Christian did or everyone else did? Why do we have to live for this something more? And I just really sense that God wants to remind us, don't jump off. Stick to it, because there's so much more. And it was a sense coming, before we look at today's reading a little bit, was I really felt God promise something to us as a church. And it's been coming, been hearing him say it over and over for the last couple of months. And that the promise is that he's our shepherd and that he loves us. The Lord is our shepherd, Psalm 23. And it came out of, I had a dream about us as a church. And it was about this passage of that the Lord is our shepherd. And in this dream, I saw us as a church journeying along a path. And a farmer comes along who is Jesus. And he walks with us. And when he begins to walk with us, this pathway of springtime flowers started shooting up. And it was just so easy when we was walking with the Lord, that things were coming up quickly and coming up fast. And it just felt like God is promising us as a church that I am your shepherd. Wherever you need peace, I will shepherd that peace. Wherever you need breakthrough, I will shepherd that breakthrough. Where you want to see the impossible, I am the shepherd of the impossible. But we need to walk with him. So we heard from Jericho, the reading from Jericho of walking around the walls. And I think I preached on that a few months back, that we never know what lap we're on of our Jericho. And the other promise is that we walk the laps with the shepherd. He is the one who calls out. He is the one who breaks the walls down. And I truly believe we're not far. We're not far. So don't jump off. Stick with it. And remember who you are, that we are a church who are called to the impossible. And Sam asked us to go and dream with God last week, if you were here or if you listened to it online, is that he called us to dream God-given dreams, to have the God-given vision for our church. And I would love to hear at some point what you felt the Lord had said for us. But I don't know about you, but when I dream with God, not just for St. Mary's, but for our whole earth, is that I see such impossible things of God just becoming, that's how it is. That's what God does. The impossible things of God. I see people being healed with God. I see people being set free from addictions, through mental illness, that we're just set free. It's impossible, but it's possible with God. So what things is God speaking over our church in this time? What is he speaking over us, and what is he promising to us? We've been created for the impossible. And he is our shepherd, and he will walk every single footstep with us. But we need to remember who we are. Who are we, St. Mary's? We're created for the impossible. We're children of God who have the assignment of heaven on earth. And we're going to see such miracles in our days. We're going to see a miracle of a hope center being built. We're going to see a miracle of unlocking that key and being debt free. We're going to see a miracle of hundreds of children worshipping God. We're going to see miracle after miracle of people being healed in counselling rooms. We're going to see miracles of bones being healed, of cancer being released. We're going to see miracles of people coming home to God, who the world says they're so lost, but God says no, they're not. We've been born for the impossible. That's who we are. That's what we're after. We're not after nice church that will win some prize in some church magazine. We're after the kingdom and everything that comes with it. So we've been born for the impossible. And in today's reading, we see this with Mary. We see a young woman, not much to offer, apart from that God chose her. We have not much to offer, but God chose us. So we have everything to offer. And we see the angel come to Mary and say, "The Lord is with you." And this is a promise to us today. Through the Holy Spirit, the Lord is with us. And then the angel goes on to say what the promise of the Lord is. What's going to happen? This is going to happen. And then Mary starts to think, oh my goodness, okay, practicalities here. And then the Lord says, but the Holy Spirit is coming. And the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And then he goes on to say, and remember the testimony of Elizabeth, that these things are possible in your day. All things are possible with God. And I want to encourage us here today through this passage That we too have the Word of God speaking to us. That we too have a mandate, a challenge, a call to walk out. And in this passage, this is the Rhema Word of God. This is the freshly spoken Word of God coming to Mary. It's building on a promise from the Old Testament. But it's been freshly spoken in this moment. And what I love about the Rhema Word of God is that anything God freshly speaks in a moment is God. It's the Word. The Word is God. And so if the Word is God, it carries the power and ability to do it, to carry out its mission. That the Word of God has its own ability to perform itself. But He is inviting us to carry that Word. He is inviting us to be children of promise and walk that out. So I want to encourage us, whatever dreams and visions you felt God had imparted to us as a church, whatever the Word of God says will happen in our day, God has the power and the ability to perform it. God has the ability to see all the miracles. And we just need to say, I am your servant. We need to yield and we need to abide to this Word. And we need to say, yes, Lord, and amen. And are we willing in this time to say, I am your servant, Lord, afresh? Nothing is impossible with God. I am your servant. God can do all things here on earth as it is in heaven. I am your servant. I am your servant. And the other thing I want to remind us of today is that we need to speak the stories of God to one another. So often we want to speak the stories of how the world is hard, how God never shows up. I prayed for healing and it didn't happen. And that's good, we should share those and we should talk about those, but that's not the only story that we need to share. And my faith levels get so low sometimes that I forget I am a child of God and I forget that we've been entrusted with the Holy Spirit. That we're a church who is filled with the Holy Spirit. And it always takes a story or going back to the Word of what Jesus done in his day and what Jesus has imparted for us to carry on and do. It takes someone to phone me up and tell me what God's been up to in their church, in their way. And instead of getting jealous or like, oh, what are we doing wrong? You've got to be encouraged. That share the stories of God. Write down what the Lord has done in your life because the enemy likes to steal it and he likes to take it away from us and cause us not to remember. So what is the Lord done in your life? Write it down. Share it. Read the stories of revival. It resets you. It realigns you for something so much more. I remember just reading these stories when I first became a Christian, and I thought, oh, blimey, that's just amazing. I could have gone two ways, I think. I could have gone the nice Christian, this is a good believer, a faithful Christian, and that's good. But then I had this other route of just laying everything I had and just chase after God with everything we have. And we need to be a church who is chasing after God with everything we have because the Lord is doing and is going to do such a miracle in our day that we will be overshadowed by the Lord God Almighty. So don't be the person who jumps off. And if you do, if you're their friend, tell them to jump back in. Because St. Mary's, we have a massive ride ahead of us. And it's going to be amazing. And the great thing about this dream, about when we was walking with the shepherd and things were springing up. The things, what was springing up were old almond trees. And the beautiful thing about almond trees in the Bible is they're a tree that blossoms out of season. It blossoms at a different season to any other tree. And I just sensed the Lord was saying that we're kind of waiting for a season of where we have a great building, where we have everything all set up, where we have more time on our hands, when we have more things going on, that when we're in a season of it's okay to serve the Lord now. But I just feel like God wants to remind us, do it anyway, that now is the season that we're going to see God break through in such miracles in a season in which the world says that's not a right season for that to happen. Wouldn't it be amazing that this church is filled before that place is even built?
Hallelujah.
And that we have to spread out rather than just invite in. But nothing is impossible with God. So I want to invite us afresh today, because it's already there, it's already your DNA, it's who we're called to be. When the Holy Spirit came and lived within us, we were born for the impossible. The impossible becomes normal, it becomes logical. I want to encourage us just to close our eyes. Well, imagine Mary just to say, I am your servant. And she would just hold out your hands if you're comfortable with that. And I just want to pray, thank you, God, that through you all things are possible. That when you speak, you have the ability to perform yourself. But thank you, Lord, that you love to co-labor with us. Thank you, Lord, that you love to work within us. Just like you worked within the womb of Mary, you work within the womb of the church. We thank you, Lord, that you have such miracles planned for this place. We thank you, Lord, that we are springing up in your season and not the season of the world. We thank you, Father, that we are in your season of the kingdom now. And we ask, Father God, like the walls of Jericho, that we have breakthrough today, that we begin to see the impartation of more of your kingdom here on earth, Lord. We don't want to do mundane church or anything like that, Lord, but we want to live out in the identity of what you've called us to be and who you've called us to be, that we've been birthed and born for the impossible, that we've been birthed for the logical things of the kingdom at work here on earth. And Father, we just want to offer you up our individual lives and our life as a church to you again today. And I pray that this week you remind us of all your goodness. And even where it's went wrong by our standards, Father, show us where it went right by yours. And we just say afresh, Lord, we are your servants. Have your way amongst us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.